It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
It's just been so tough for single people in Melbourne over the last 18 months. It's very hard to find somebody to get out there and mingle. There's no opportunities. So we're constantly, how can we help Melbourne at this difficult time? And the way we can help singles is by matching them up. And the cool thing is, you don't have to slide into a stranger's DMs. You just slide into our DMs at Fifi Fev Nick. You tell us what you're looking for and we try to pair you up. And this week we've been all about Dane. Dane, he's 34 in Frankston South. We've given him three great dates. We found him Amanda on Monday.
What would your ideal date be?
I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
Outside of lockdown, yes.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike followed by a drink and a meal.
That sounds perfect.
Then there was Mila, the Brazilian
banker. What do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other. So good company.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
Oh, these were great women. And finally, Ruby, 29 from St Kilda.
So I am vegan, but I just want to know, Dane, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Your dietary requirements are completely your option. I'm happy for my partner to eat whoever, whatever they want.
Then yesterday we went to the love god himself, Osher Ginsberg, host of the Bachelor franchise, to find out who he thought Dane should pick.
If you want to go on an adventure, as far as your taste is concerned, this may be a whole new uncharted territory. I always like to think, go into a relationship that challenges you, because otherwise there's no personal growth. So I'm going to lean on the last lady.
That's who I Ruby. Said again. Mate, I said Ruby too. We've got something
Yeah,
in
I said Ruby. Osher, because wow. Osher's into fitness and vegan.
There we go. There were the three dates that we had on the show. Now, Dane joins us. Dane, welcome back to the Batchy Bubble.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
We're great, Dane. Now, there's a lot of pressure on you at the moment. You are about to, tonight, it's a Friday, you're going to have your Zoom date with one of these ladies. We've sent you a $100 iconic gift card so you can deck yourself out in some great duds for the date. You're going to get Uber vouchers, both of you. We're sending flowers to the lucky lady.
So
Dane,
good.
Who have you picked? Talk us through the process.
Guys, this was it was a really hard decision to make. All three ladies were lovely to speak to, and I had great connection with all of them. But I had a really strong connection with Amanda, and I'd really like to take Amanda on a date.
Amanda, are you there?
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Whoa, Amanda, we're great. Dane would like to go on a date with you. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, like, I'm really surprised, but I am so excited because, yeah, throughout the week, you know, we had some really good conversations and, yeah, I thought we had a really good connection as well. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, we love it. Now, Dane, so you had the date on our show, but you've been corresponding with the ladies away from the show. Is that right?
Yes. So I chatted to all three of them after I spoke to them on the radio. Me and Amanda have been chatting all week, so... Yeah, we've had...
What sort of chat? Has it escalated? Has it just started off about, hey, how are you going? What do you do? To what sort of chat we're at now?
We're...
Amanda's laughing, so I'm assuming something's going on. Like, this is...
Well, I worked night shift last night, so we couldn't really chat too much, and she worked some crazy hours as well. So we haven't had a great long chat, but the chats we've had have been really great.
Any FaceTime?
Ooh. Not yet.
Well, it's all about tonight. So, Dane and Amanda, you're going to get your Uber Eats vouchers. So, dinner's on us. You get your Zoom cameras ready. Enjoy the evening. And we'll touch base on Monday to see how things are progressing.
Fantastic.
Good
Hey, Boxy,
luck.
I reckon we need to make... well done to those two, but I reckon Ruby needs to be our next Bachelorette. She's a smoker.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ruby and Mila. We're having some wonderful single people. They are DMing us. Continue to do that. Look, what we've been doing lately, because Ruby was actually Lauren's friend. Now, Lauren was the one we had on the date last week. Dane was actually one of the dates for Lauren. It's all been very incestuous so far. We might branch out and find a brand new candidate. So if you're single and you want to go through this process, and think about it, we're your wing women and men. We will help you through it. Slide into our DMs.
Yeah, at Fifi Fevnik. Chuck that in Instagram. Send us a message. You could be finding love just like Dane and Amanda. How good is love?